The release paperwork was a formality at this point. Dr. Isabel O'Connor glanced over the patient's charts one last time for show, because that seemed to put everyone at ease. But she'd already reviewed the nurse's reports and verified the blood work herself. She scribbled her name at the bottom of the sheet and handed off the clipboard to Nurse Pat.
No sign of postoperative infection. EEG's looking good. I'll see you in 3 weeks for your follow-up, Mr. Gonzalez. I'll be out of town for a while, but if you need to get in touch, my office will be able to find me.
The patient shook her hand.
Hope it's somewhere cool and breezy, Mr. Gonzalez wished her.
An alert blinked in the corner of her eye. With a flicker of her focus that had become second nature, Dr. O'Connor opened the notification. To no great shock, it was Arnold. Kids successfully stowed with A&A. Grabbed drinks on the way home. You don't need any pit stops. She would have liked to have been there, but the kiddos had a plane to catch with Abuelo and Abuela if they were going to enjoy their whole Disney World vacation. And with patients to attend to before she was free for 2 weeks, she had reluctantly let her husband take care of the details on that end. Of course, the drinks he referred to would be sodas. Even a vacation wasn't an excuse to cheat. 3 months pregnant with their fifth and probably final child, though she wouldn't have bet her medical license on that, she was off booze for at least another year or so. The nurses and the receptionist said their goodbyes. Dr. Petrovsky wished her a good vacation and a suntan, not that her skin wasn't already darker than any tan he could hope to attain. Then, finally, she made it out to the parking lot. Her Lexus unlocked at her approach. It started up with a glance at the console. On the drive home, her lenses alerted her to a traffic slowdown and suggested an alternate route. When she arrived home, the house was quiet. Blissfully, hauntingly quiet. Dr. O'Connor waited outside. It was Izzy who stepped through the front door. She'd be a doctor again when her vacation ended. She'd be mom intermittently as bedtime FaceTimes and texted vacation pics trickled in. But for now, she was just a wife, a lover, and a gamer. Arnold was waiting for her in the lounge. The lounge was essentially the living room just for grown-ups. It had a TV without parental controls, at least until the kids figured that out. There was a couch, comfy blankets, and a wine fridge that had been repurposed for sugary beverages. Accessible only from their bedroom, it was their haven. With the kids asleep or the nanny around, they could relax and focus on one another. Tonight, on day one of Izzy's vacation, they'd have a long-awaited treat in store. Arnold had already set up their gaming PCs on either side of the couch. He sat with one AVR headset in either hand. I just did a login check with each to make sure the old Gen 1s were still compatible. He offered Izzy hers, but she was in no rush. With his hands occupied, Izzy climbed onto Arnold's lap and straddled him. At only 3 months into this pregnancy, his gut got in the way more than hers. Anyone who didn't know better might have thought she was just recovering from holiday overindulgence. She kissed him. The kind of long, passionate, hungry need she couldn't bring herself to sate in front of the kids. They got to see the little pecks on the lips parting ways for work. This type of appetite resulted in siblings.
I should change into something more comfortable, she told him when both could breathe again.
Comfortable turned out to be a nightgown at 6 p.m. Arnold got into pajamas as well. No one was coming over. Everyone but Izzy's parents and the kids thought they were taking an island vacation. In a way, that wasn't a lie. They'd both played around with the AVR headsets enough by now to know what they were getting into. As the two of them curled up together on the couch, Izzy lay in Arnold's arms, her helmet resting on his chest. Then they drifted off into that semi-sleep that the technology induced.